How to harvest seeds from your garden, techniques and tips. Saving seeds from your garden is a cost-effective way to ensure you have your favorite varieties year after year. Plus, your plants will adapt to your local climate, becoming stronger and more resilient over time. In this guide, you'll learn essential seed harvesting techniques and how to save seeds from common vegetables and flowers. Related: how to grow plants from seeds step by step. Seed harvesting techniques handpicking. Ideal for large, visible fruits. Pick only ripe, disease-free specimens. Pruning clusters. For fruit-bearing trees, use pruners to cut clusters. Check carefully for ripeness. Shaking branches. Gently shake branches to dislodge mature seeds. Spread a tarp beneath the tree for collection. Stripping seed heads. For grasses and similar plants, grasp the seed head and slide your hand upwards to dislodge seeds. Bagging seed heads. Use a mesh bag to capture seeds from plants prone to shedding. Ground collection. Avoid if possible, as seeds may be old, damaged, or diseased. Related: how to harvest amaranth leaves and seeds. Handpicking of whole fruits. Handpicking is the simplest way to harvest seeds. You simply pick ripe fruits directly from the plant. Here's why it's a great method. Quality control. You can easily see the condition of each fruit, selecting only healthy, mature ones. This ensures good seed quality. Larger harvests. Handpicking often lets you collect a lot of seeds at once. Ideal for large, visible fruits. This method works best when the fruits you're harvesting are large, colorful, and easy to spot on the plant. Pruning clusters of fruits. This method of harvesting seeds is more effective when fruits are clustered together in the distant part of the tree branches. Seeds are typically beyond the reach of collectors, which can be collected by using tools you probably already have on hand. I use tree pruners or secateurs to cut clusters of fruits. However, you need to check the fruits for ripeness and damage before adding them to the collection. Shaking branches. Sometimes, you can gently shake the branches of a plant to release ripe seeds. Spread a tarp or sheet under the tree to catch them. Here's why shaking works. Gets only ripe seeds. Shaking lightly will only drop seeds that are ready to fall naturally. Good for certain fruits. This works well for medium to large fruits that release easily when ripe. Important: shake gently so you don't damage the plant, stripping entire seed heads. Stripping seed heads is a simple way to harvest seeds from grasses and plants with similar growth patterns. Here's how it works. Check for dryness. Make sure the seed heads are completely dry and brown. Grasp and slide. Put on gloves if the plant is prickly. Grasp the seed head firmly at the base and slide your hand upwards along the stem. This will dislodge the seeds. Collect and clean. The seeds will fall into your hand or a container held below. You may need to remove some extra plant bits along with the seeds before storing. Plants I commonly use this technique on: grasses, wheat, barley, oats. Many ornamental grasses, like switchgrass or bluestem, plants with similar seed structures. Sunflowers, zinnias, cosmos, marigolds, some herbs like dill and fennel. Related: what are the best garden seeds to buy? The ultimate garden seeds buying guide. Bagging seed heads. Bagging seed heads helps prevent losing seeds from plants that release them easily. Find a mesh bag. Use a fine mesh bag that allows air circulation but will still catch the seeds. Secure over seed heads. Before the seeds start dropping, tie the bag loosely over the seed heads. Collect regularly. Check the bag often. Once seeds have collected, remove them for storage. Important: bagging too many plants can get expensive and time-consuming. This is best for small areas or a few plants rather than large-scale harvesting. Collecting from ground. This technique of seed harvesting involves collecting seeds or fruits that have fallen to the ground. However, these seeds and fruits are sometimes damaged by pests and diseased pathogens. Additionally, the seeds might have been laying on the ground for over a year. I usually just think of them as expired. In general, this method of seed harvesting is not recommended as it can introduce damage and infected seeds, which are not viable. Related: how to select good seeds for planting.
Important considerations. Avoid hybrids. Hybrid seeds won't grow true to their parent plant. Choose healthy specimens. Harvest seeds only from the strongest, disease-free plants. Harvest at maturity. Specific timing depends on the plant type. More details below.
Read also: how does a plant grow step by step? Storing your seeds. Once dry, store seeds in an airtight container in a cool, dark, dry location. Label with the plant variety and date. Conclusion: keep learning about harvesting garden seeds. Saving your own seeds is a gateway to deeper gardening knowledge. If you enjoyed this process, there's so much more to explore. Look into seed-saving techniques for other plants, join online gardening communities, or maybe even try saving seeds from heirloom varieties to preserve gardening history. Learn more about seeds harvesting techniques here. Submit. Cancel.
Thanks for your feedback. That's all, folks.
This post is from webgardener.com.
Thank you for listening.